Okay, we're going to do a little game here, a little guessing game with the car ownership costs. On the first document, you have six categories: depreciation, finance charge, gasoline, insurance, and then license, registration, and taxes is one category, and maintenance, repair, and tires is the other. Now, you had to coax this data out of the AAA because it's a little funky the way they amalgamate it all to create an average vehicle. But then they show you a small a car, a medium-sized car, a large car, an SUV, an electric car. So it's a mishmash. This is the average car, if you can figure out an average car. And so we want you to just put a little number next to the rank that you think is the most expensive up to the least expensive. Okay? Now, don't worry about it. You're not graded or anything. And then we want you to, okay, let's look at the answer key. And what people are almost always blown away by, or surprised by, or whatever, is that depreciation on a new car is the most expensive item, averaging over $3,000 per year per car. What happens as soon as you drive it off the lot, as we spoke about in the presentation, is that it falls 20% or more or less, depending on the car. But by 3 years, it's worth usually less than 50%. By 5 years, it's worth about 35% of what it loses, about 65% of what you bought it new for. And that's why I'm a big fan of used cars. But again, when we talk about cars, we're talking about people's, this is their culture, this is their life, American car. And one of the numbers I take a little bit exception with is the maintenance, repair, and tires. I don't know if I really agree with the AAA's. Who am I to guess them? But also, you'll notice that insurance has fallen since people are driving a lot less. I don't know about you, but our insurance company just basically, without even asking, I didn't ask, they just dropped it 15%. So less, fewer accidents, right? Less driving, less miles, fewer miles, and fewer accidents. So we hope you remember this when you look at the idea of buying a new car. You want a new car, you buy a new car. It's your money. I can't tell you what not to do. But I like reliable used cars, 3, 5 years old, maybe even longer, depending on how much you can drive around in an old car and not feel less than the full person than you already are. Car culture. And so I will leave it at that. Have fun, dear students. We believe you are awesome. We want you to be awesome.